Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Today is Friday, the 12th of April, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 4th of Nisan. Our parasha, that is the readings from the Torah, they are called Tazria this week, and in English it translates to She Will Conceive. Our Torah portion today is Leviticus chapter 13, verses 40 through 54. Before we begin our readings, let us take a moment to thank God for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Beginning in Leviticus 13, verse 40, if a man's hair has fallen from his head, he is bald. He is clean. Or if the borders of his face become bald, his forehead is bald. He is clean. But if on the bald head or bald forehead there is a reddish-white plague, it is Zarat breaking out in his bald head or bald forehead. Then the Kohen is to examine him, and behold, if the rising of the plague is reddish-white on his bald head or bald forehead, like the appearance of Zaharet in the skin of the flesh, he is a man with Zaharet. He is unclean. The Kohen shall definitely pronounce him unclean. His plague mark is on his head. The one with Zaharet who has the plague mark shall wear torn clothes. The hair of his head is to hang loose. He is to cover his upper lip and cry, unclean, unclean. All the days during which the plague is on him, he will be unclean. He is unclean. He is to dwell alone. Outside of the camp will be his dwelling. Also, when a garment has a mark of Zaharet on it, whether it is a woolen or a linen garment, whether it is woven or textured, linen or wool, leather or anything made from leather, or if the mark is greenish or reddish within the garment or in the leather, or in the weaving or the texture or in anything made from leather, it is the plague of Zaharet, and shall be shown to the Kohen. The Kohen is to examine the plague and isolate it for 7 days. Then he is to re-examine the plague on the 7th day. If the plague has spread in the garment, either in the weaving, the texture, or the leather, whatever the use for the leather may be, the plague is a destructive mildew. It is unclean. He is to burn the garment, or the weaving, or the texture, wool, or linen, or anything of leather in which the plague resides, for it is a destructive mildew. It is to be burned in the fire. If the Kohen examines it, and behold, the plague has not spread in the garment, either in the weaving, the texture, or in anything made of leather, the Kohen shall command that they wash the thing which has the mark, and he is to isolate it 7 more days. And that concludes our readings in the Torah today. Next, we're reading from the prophets. Today's reading is in Isaiah, and we're going to read chapters 31 as well as chapter 32. Oy, those going down to Egypt for help, they are relying on horses, trusting in chariots, since they are many, and in horsemen, since they are very mighty. But do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. Yet he is also wise. He brings disaster and does not take back his words. He rises against the house of evildoers, against help for workers of iniquity. Now Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh, not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, both he who helps will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and both will perish together. For thus says the Lord to me, as a lion or a young lion growls over its prey, though a company of shepherds is called out against him, their voice does not disturb him, nor does their noise upset him. So the Lord Zavaot will come down to fight on Mount Zion, on its hill. Like hovering birds, so the Lord Zavaot will protect Jerusalem. By protecting, he will deliver. By passing over, he will save. Return to the one from whom rebellion is so deep, B'nai Israel. For in that day, everyone will cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which you made for yourselves with your hands of sin. Then Assyria will fall, not by a sword of man. So a sword not of man will devour him, and he will flee from the sword. His young men will be put to forced labor. His rock will pass away because of fear. His princes will be afraid of the banner. It is a declaration of the Lord. His fire is in Zion, and his furnace is in Jerusalem. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice. Each will be like a refuge from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a massive rock in a weary land. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will pay attention. The heart of the hasty will understand knowledge, and the tongue of stammerers will speak fluently, clearly. No longer will a fool be called noble, or a scoundrel said to be a gentleman. For the fool speaks foolishness, and his heart works wickedness to practice ungodliness and speak error about the Lord. To deprive the hungry of food and withhold drink from the thirsty, the scoundrel's methods are evil. He makes up wicked schemes to destroy the poor with lies, and even when the plea of the needy is just. But the noble devises noble plans, and for noble causes he stands. Rise up, you women at ease, and hear my voice, you complacent daughters, give ear to my words. Within a year and a few days you will shudder, complacent ones, for the grape harvest will fail, and the gathering will not come. Tremble, you women at ease. Shudder, you complacent ones. Strip and make yourselves bare, and put sackcloth on your waist. Beat your breast, lamenting for pleasant fields, for fruitful vine, for the land of my people, where thorns and briars come up, for all the joyful houses of the jubilant city. For the palace will be abandoned, the bustling city will be deserted. The citadel and watchtower will become a wasteland forever, a delight of wild donkeys, a pasture for flocks, until the Ruach is poured out on us from on high. And the desert becomes a garden, and a garden seems like a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness abide in the garden. The result of righteousness will be shalom, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in a peaceful place, in secure dwellings, quiet resting places. Then hail will flatten the forest, and the city will be utterly laid low. Blessed are you, sowing by all waters, letting the feet of the ox and the donkey range free. That concludes our readings from the prophets. Next, we're going to read from the writings. Today's reading is going to come from Proverbs. We're going to read Proverbs chapter 14 together. A wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. The one who walks uprightly fears the Lord, but one devious in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the stalls are clean, but from the strength of the ox comes an abundant harvest. A trustworthy witness does not lie, but a false witness breathes out lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom, yet finds none, but knowledge is easy to the discerning. Walk away from a fool, for you will find no knowledge on his lips. The wisdom of the prudent is to consider his way, but the folly of fools is deception. Fools mock guilt of sin, but among the upright is goodwill. The heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be demolished, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. A backsliding heart partakes of its ways, and a good man is rewarded for his. The naive believes every word, but the shrewd discerns his steps. The wise fears and turns away from evil, but the fool is hot-headed and reckless. One with a short temper acts foolishly, and one with crafty schemes is hated. The naive inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evil men will bow in the presence of the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even by his neighbor, but many are those who love the rich. Whoever despises his neighbor sins, but whoever is gracious to the needy is blessed. Indeed, those who plot evil go astray, but grace and truth come to those who plan good. In all hard work, there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the folly of fools is foolishness. A truthful witness saves lives, but one who utters lies is treacherous. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence. It will be a refuge for his children. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning one from the snares of death. A large population is a king's glory, but lack of subjects is a prince's ruin. One who is slow to anger shows great understanding, but a quick-tempered one exalts folly. A tranquil heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. The one who oppresses the poor shows contempt for his maker, But whoever is kind to the needy honors him. The wicked is brought down in his calamity, yet the righteous has a refuge even in death. Wisdom rests in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools she is known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. The king shows favor toward a servant who acts wisely, but his wrath is on one who is disgraceful. And that's the end of our readings and the writings today. Finally, we're going to read our last portion from the apostolic writings. Today's reading is coming from James, and we're reading James chapter 3 together. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, since you know that we will receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If someone does not stumble in speech, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. And if we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole body as well. See also the ships. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. See how so small a fire sets ablaze so great a forest. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of evil placed among our body parts. It pollutes the whole body and sets on fire the course of life. And it is set on fire by Gehenna. For every species of beasts and birds, reptiles and sea creatures is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the image of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be. A spring doesn't pour out fresh and bitter water from the same opening, does it? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree produce olives? Or a vine produce figs? Neither can salt water produce fresh water. Who among you is wise and understanding? By his good conduct, let him show his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, not hypocritical, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in shalom by those who make shalom. And that concludes our readings today. If you're going to be reading through the apostolic writings twice in this cycle, you'll also go ahead and read from Matthew chapter 3. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm Sarah Ruth, reading today for Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.